This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. We are live on location. We are continuing the Real Life, Real Talk series for this summer. And if you tuned in last week, we had Carlos Felix, who's the Father Matters male involvement specialist. And Carlos shared his personal testimony, and I titled it From Prison to Fatherhood. And it was powerful. In fact, it was so powerful. We got calls and emails from basically all over the country, people wanting to know, how can we get enrolled? Do you have Father Matters in this city? Do you guys do this? Who do I talk to? So I figured, since we're doing this Real Life, Real Talk series, to have our support specialist, Ann Downing, share with us the ins and outs of Father Matters, about our programs and services, and what do we do exactly. But if you missed last week's show, From Prison to Fatherhood, I want you to log on to fathermatters.org, or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com or soundcloud.com. You must hear that show. If it's not for you, if you know someone just got out of prison and they're stuck, they're worried, they're afraid, they need to hear that show from last week, From Prison to Fatherhood. So we're going to get it started right now with Ann Downing. We're here on live on location at the Father Matters headquarters. Hey, Jeremy, can you give me a little bit in my left ear, just a little louder? And we are here, and there you go. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. We are here, and we're going to hear more about Father Matters. Ann Downing, support specialist, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thanks for having me.
And before we start talking about our many, many programs and services that we provide, what's the experience for someone who's coming into our office for the first time? What are they are to expect? What do they get? What happens?
Well, usually if they're just coming in as a walk-in, we do try to make an appointment for them. But once we do an initial intake, it's all tailored to their individual needs. So it all is just centered around a conversation with me, where I'm picking and choosing what kind of needs do they have and how can we help them.
So they might come in saying, I need help with diapers for my child or children. How do we take it from there?
Well, from there, usually if they need help with diapers, they probably aren't doing so well in other areas. So they probably need a food box. We offer that assistance as well. Somewhere along the line, it might come down to needing a better job or supplemental job. It really just, the conversation spirals, and wherever it takes us, that's where it goes.
What I feel and what I see that's so, so powerful, and this happens day in, day out, week in, week out. Someone will come in and they only need help with one service. And when they leave here, we didn't just help them with a service. We didn't just help them with a program. We didn't just enroll them or refer them someone out to another agency or a partner. We just helped them with their life. Someone will come in and say, I heard you guys give away diapers. And when they leave here, they leave with diapers. They're leaving with flyers for our upcoming events or workshops or trainings that they also need. They're leaving with food boxes. They're leaving with hygiene kits. They're leaving with referrals. We also do access enrollment. Touch a little bit about the access enrollment, because people are surprised of how quickly they get in and how quickly they get out of here, because we are by appointment only.
Well, when they come in for that appointment, it's pretty quick and easy. It's just application assistance. We don't make the determination, so all we really need to do is get their documents in and their information over, and then we let them know the process. It's going to take 30 to 45 days. You'll get a letter in the mail. You're either approved or denied.
It's really easy. Our Job and Training Institute.
Yes.
If you can touch on that a little bit about, you know, what we cover. And matter of fact, our next Job and Training Institute is coming up Wednesday, August 3rd. It's free. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org to to register for that free workshop with our partnerships with Bank of America, Arizona at Work, and touch on that a little bit, because it's so powerful. Because sometimes when people leave here, they're leaving here realizing now they have their resume, they have it on a jump drive, they're able to do interviews. Touch on the Job and Training Institute a little bit.
Well, a lot of folks that come into our job and training feel like they have barriers, specifically because of background issues, felonies, misdemeanors. They've been turned down for jobs before, so they're a little down and out. We just keep it real. We keep it motivated and let them know it's not about your background. How are you going to come into this job and make this guy think you're the best one for the job? And then retaining that job, showing up on time. We hit on that. We hit on being the best worker you can possibly be, job searching, keeping ethic. So it's not just about a resume and how you look on paper, but how you present yourself. And then once you have that job, how to manage the money so that it doesn't dwindle.
Touch on that a little bit about managing the money, because and you and I both laugh, because when people come in with their heads down, and we actually help do job placements, and they might come back 3, 4, 5 months later and they have a job, but they still just as broke. And you know how I get real with them at the workshop. I said, look, you can't get your first paycheck and then go to the liquor store and cash it and get yourself a bag of hot Cheetos and a 40 ounce and watch the world go by. They need to have and build relationships with a bank, start a bank account. A lot of people still have that mentality of just going to a liquor store and cashing their check. Well, they're taking $30, $40, $80, $100 out of your check to do that. Yeah. So how do we help them and encourage them to like get a relationship going with a bank?
Well, we touch on the second chance accounts, specifically Bank of America, Wells Fargo. You might have messed up in the past. Your name might be in a system. You might have bad credit. You can try again. They will be willing to give you another chance.
So that is our Job and Training Institute. A little touch or a little bit of snippets about that. And again, you can register for the next Job and Training Institute right now. It's Wednesday, August 3rd. To get more information about that, log on to fathermatters.org. Something else we're excited about that's starting Tuesday night, August 9th, is our Parenting Across Culture. Now, this one is a fee of $39. Get more information about that. Register at fathermatters.org and get more information about that. But Anne is so powerful, because we have our Fathers Mentoring Fathers workshops for men only. We have our Mother to Mother workshops, which is for women only. And they both get real deep and share some serious issues. But the Parenting Across Cultures is open to men and women. People come, they could come as couples. People are coming. I can't explain it, because it's so powerful, because people are learning about themselves as well as relationship. Touch on Parenting Across Cultures and just some of the topics that we cover.
Some of the topics will be like cultures and traditions, different places, different backgrounds handle things differently, positive discipline, managing your anger, your conflict, domestic violence, developmental information, and just generally spending quality time, you and your kids, how to go about that.
And this is an 11-week series, and it's from August 9th. This first series is from August 9th through October 18th. There is a $39 fee for this one, because it's a lot of production putting this together. But we do have light refreshments. So to learn more about the Parenting Across Cultures parenting classes, which is held here in Phoenix, log on to fathermatters.org. Or call us at 602-774-3298. And we're going to plug more how to contact us at the end of the show. I just want Ann to just share some of this, because we got so many calls about what about this? What about that? It's like, let's get Ann, let's get you on the radio, get you in on this real life, real talk summer series. Now, Ann, we know this one, mm-hmm. The family law legal services that we provide. Now, we got legal law services. We got commander courtroom. We partner with the child support service. Let's touch on all three of them. Let's slowly unpack this, because the majority of the issues a lot of people are having behind work, behind parenting classes, is not getting this legal situation taken care of. Take your time and unpack all three of these.
Okay. So basically, our family law legal services is to educate our clients how to represent themselves in a court of law. We are partnered with the courts for self-help workshops so you can fill out the petitions, but that's just the start. We sit you down at our legal clinic to get actual legal advice and make sure you're on the right track. We did partner with Wendy Hernandez to do Command the Courtroom, so that you know how to present your stuff to the judge, even if you don't wind up in full-on trial mode. Of course, we'd rather get it worked out before it gets to that point. Having your notebook and having everything prepared from start to finish, so you're not just walking into the courtroom and you wind up with less visitation with your child that you had before, whatever the case might be. We just want to make sure you're educated before you even start the process.
What about our partnership that we have with the Division of Child Support Services, who has, they house their office out of here once a week, and that is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's also touch on how the people leave here feeling safe and feeling like, wow, I didn't have to wait for 5 hours to be seen for 17 minutes. Right. We book their appointment. They come in. Unpack that for us.
Well, basically, a lot of what we see are these males, they feel like they're paying a whole bunch of money for kids and they never get to see their kids. So that's where the family law came in. Now, on the other side, they didn't know it was possible to modify the payments.
And what do you mean by modify the payments? Because I know, but slowly unpack that. And because some people think because they pay $1,000 a month, they should see this. They need to know that child support is separate from parenting plan. They have to deal with two separate entities. Go ahead and unpack that.
They're two separate days in court. They're two separate, completely separate issues. Parenting, you don't need to pay to see your kids, and parenting time has nothing to do with child support. And then it, on the other side, the division that comes in here is on the state side. So it gets a little technical. We know how to work it all out when you call us if you're not sure. But basically, they don't realize that they're eligible every year or so if their incomes change, if their circumstances change, if they were incarcerated. They don't realize there's ways and methods and procedures in place to kind of make it easier for you to live life while still supporting your child. That's important still.
You're listening to the Father Matter Show with Van Sims. We are live on location. We are doing our summer series, Real Life, Real Talk. We have Ann Downing, the Father Matter Support Specialist. This is who you go through. This is the frontline, boots on the ground person. Ann is who you would go through, get your intakes going, answer your questions, and get your appointments set up. But we need your help. We need your support. It is summertime. The majority, 98% of our programs and services are free to the community, but it costs money to provide these services, to provide this program. And also, we need your help keeping the radio show on the air. You know, we hear from you all over the country every week. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your encouragement and how we helped you. And you forward out this clip and you forward out that clip. But we need your financial support. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donation. So for more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the donate to Father Matters icon. We need your support. You anywhere around the country, you look around, there is slim to no support for fathers, and mainly positive fathers who just want to step up, stay up, and show up to be good men, good husbands, and great dads. And it's so hard to maintain this, and everything we put out is first class, from the food to the materials to the facilitators. And that's why we said, yes, we do have a $39 fee for our parenting across cultures, but that takes about 4 to 5 of us to keep this 11-week program going. But it's so powerful. It's so successful. And if you're just logging in, you could catch the top of the show. If you're just tuning in, you could catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. And let's get back to this, get back to you. It's really important. We also have hygiene kits for women, for men, and for families. But we have one in front of us right here. I'm at the office. I wanted to get all this stuff out. Share with us about the importance of the hygiene kits.
It's really important. You get your socks, razors, shampoo. I mean, the end of the month comes, the end of the money's there, and you just need to be able to, you know, brush your teeth. We've got the emergency hygiene kit ready for you to go, or you got a job interview and you don't have the tools. We've got them. You can come get them anytime.
Anytime. And I'm looking at right here, we got shampoo, razors, a comb, body soap, socks, toothpaste, you know, information on how to keep ourselves groomed. Mm-hmm. Again, we don't here at Father Matters want to just help you with a service or a program. We want to help people with their life, Ann.
Yes.
And what I'm excited about, we have our Saturday Father Support Group. Let's touch on that a little bit.
Well, I've watched this thing grow from the time I started walking in here. It's available to men only, so I personally don't know what gets said in there, but I know that the males going through there, they keep coming back and they keep coming for services because it's where they feel safe, they feel supported, they've met friends, and they realize there's other people going through the same things they are, and they can just talk on a regular level to each other.
It was powerful in a couple of things, a couple of points. One, I share this all the time. The average man has less than 3 friends in a lifetime. And I'm not talking about your beer buddy friends, and I'm not talking about guys who you go to the ball game with. I'm talking about men who can sit down and unzip their heart, get raw and get real with each other. This is a safe place, and I love it. My other point is we get guys who will come to an events that we put on or come to our workshops, and then they get plugged into the support groups. But we have guys who will contact us, and they're not ready for a program. They're not ready for a workshop. They're not ready for a big event. They're ready to start, and what we always say, we meet people where they are, okay? And we take them from where they are to where they want to be. But when you see men come to us and say, man, I'm not ready to be around 50, 60, 70 guys right now. Right. I just want to talk to you, or I'm just want to be around a couple of guys. That's such a safe place. And what I love about our Saturday groups, which is every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. here at Father Matters headquarters, if the groups get more than like 7 guys, we will start another group. So it can be at 10 a.m., but we might have five to seven guys in one room, 5 to 7 guys in another room, because it's not an event, it's not a workshop, it's not a conference. And we will keep that 5 to 7 together, because it's like, hey, man, I've been sharing my life with these guys for the last 5, 6 weeks. Who's the new guy? You know what I mean? We, unfortunately, we're men. We feel like that. Sometimes some of the guys be like, they keep moving, but at the same time, we would rather start another group. So, how can they get in touch to register for the support group? And is the support group free?
Support group is absolutely free. Registration is preferred. They can call 602-774-3298, or they can just drop on by if they're available on Saturday at 10.
Drop on by. And we're just blowing through this stuff. And if you miss something, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, fathermatters.org. We also run these shows, not every week, but we have shows on our Father Matters Facebook page as well. And I know we're kind of blowing through this a little bit, but it's everything we're talking about and more, because we got so much stuff we haven't talked about, is available at our website at fathermatters.org. I want to take this last 5-10 minutes, and I want you to share a little bit, a couple of success stories. We get the single moms come in. We get mothers and fathers coming in with their children. We get single dads coming in. We get men coming in. We deal with broken people.
Yeah.
Share with us what you see sometimes on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, so like a typical client, they will first make contact right off the bat. They're saying, I haven't seen my kids in 3 months. I don't know where they're at. They're crying on the phone to me. I said, okay, let's set up a case management. You come in today. You can come in tomorrow. We sit down at the table, and I'm prepared to educate them on their legal aspects, but they're still working on the emotional side. So they have someone confidential they can tell this to, that I'm not going to try to work it out. I'm not going to try to be a therapist, but we're going to try our best to get you in touch with your children. And that's the best that we can do. So filing the legal petitions, we have resources of skip tracers and process servers who have databases to try to find these people.
And when you say skip tracer, I know what it is. Ooh, for our listeners out there, what is a skip tracer and how important is that?
Well, the best way I can describe it without any crazy technology is they're basically like a private investigator. As long as the mother or the person has an electronic footprint, this guy can push a button and find the address and get the court documents to her. And so from there, the whole court process, it takes time. And in letting these fathers know, hey, I know you haven't seen him in 3 months, it's probably going to be 3 more. But you've at least started the process from where you were. And then they go through it, they come back, they meet with the lawyers, they get the advice that they need, get their trial notebooks together, and they go and they're prepared to show, I am ready and able to have joint legal decision making, which is what everybody calls 50-50 custody. I am ready to have time with my children. I'm more than willing to pay child support. I just want to see my kids.
You know, and that thought just hit me, how powerful. Share about just something. This happens definitely monthly. Some of these stories about men who will come in who love. This is why I'm so proud of these guys. I'm so proud of you, our staff, and everything that we do. We got men who are so hungry to be fathers to their children that they walk in here and try to put a child support case on themselves so they can see their children. There are some really, really great men out there. Share that a little bit.
They come in here for the child support appointment, and she'll explain to them, here's our process, but she usually walks them back over and says, I think you need to explain to him what this really means. So untangling why everybody thinks opening a child support case is going to get them visitation, and really explaining what that means, like, no, you have to go the other route. For some reason, these men are groomed to think that. And the mothers, too. Whether or not it's, you know, true, they're saying, oh, you're not paying for your kid, you're not going to see your kid. And that hurts. I literally have men crying in my office every day for this.
And share a success story. Because you it's powerful, because sometimes people come in with their eyes dropped down. They've been through 5 to 7 different agencies, hear the same thing. Look, and we're not the end all, but we do everything possible to let customers know when they come in here. When you come in here, it's all about you. That's why, we talk about it sometimes. How some people just walk in and say, hey, somebody told me to come see you guys. And they, you know, start saying, I got all these issues. And we say, hey, wait, pump your brakes. Right. Do you have an appointment? They say no. And it's like, well, what we're going to do right now for you is have you start an intake. Then we will schedule you an appointment. And a lot of times they don't like that. But they don't realize when they fill out the intake form and we schedule an appointment a day or 3 days later or so, or next week, depending on how booked you guys are, most of the time you are. But when they come back, they don't realize we took the time to review their intake form, both sides, and where they check where they need help with transportation or housing, mm-hmm. child support, or help with electricity or those type of things. They don't realize we're going to hand them a manila folder. It may be a bus card in there for a 30-day or a 60-day, or it may be a referral to say, since we're partnering with this agency or organization or church, you tell them Father Matter sent you and they can give you a bus pass. Because sometimes we don't have it all the time. And sometimes our partnering agencies don't have it. So they ask us and we say, yeah, because there's times we need to borrow from them. But what I'm saying was powerful is that when they come back with an attitude like, man, I got to come back again. But when we open up that folder, what may take them 2 hours, we're doing it in less than 30 minutes with them. Because instead of having them sit there and, you know, well, do you guys help with this? Yeah, we do. Oh, okay, so I need that. Well, can you guys help? And then they're sitting there and we're sitting here making all these calls for them. You know, it's like we want you to put some skin in the game.
Right.
And what we can provide for you here right now, we will. But if we don't have that service, we have a community partner who does have that service. So before you come back again, you follow these 3 steps. You contact these 2 contacts. You don't come back. If we say contact these 3 agencies, you only contacted 1. You know, you got to follow through. But it's powerful, and I didn't mean to get on my soapbox with that, because I wanted to stress that because, like we say, if you need to go to your dentist and you just showed up, they're not going to see you right there. You have to schedule an appointment. If you need to go see your doctor, they're not going to see you right there.
Right.
You can go to urgent care. You can go to the emergency room. But you're not going to see your doctor at 11 o'clock today or tomorrow because you showed up. Because someone's already had that booked because they want to schedule that time for you. Share a success story for us with someone who came in broken and how they left feeling good.
Well, basically, back to nameless father who just wanted to see his kids. And he jumped in head first to all our programs. Everything he came to, Fathers Mentoring Fathers. He hit the support groups. He's hit Command the Courtroom. And he wound up getting visitation and custody because there was no reason, no legal rhyme or reason that he wasn't allowed to see his kids. And he was just so incredibly thankful. And he called and he says thanks. And we get a lot of those kind of calls saying thanks.
And how can somebody get in touch with you? How can they get in touch with Father? Let's plug all this stuff. This is what we do at the end of the show and how they can hear about more about Father Matters.
Well, they can give a call again. The number is 602-774-3298. They can go to fathermatters.org. They can email me directly, Anne, that's A-N-N-E, at fathermatters.org, or info@fathermatters.org. That'll come to me as well, and we'll get you set up and ready to go.
We are live on location. We are doing the summer series, Real Life, Real Talk. Ann Downing, our support specialist. She's got customers waiting for her next door. I just snatched her out of there real quick to share this with all of us. Again, we need your support. We need your help. We want to continue on providing free services. We want to continue on providing first-class services. We want to continue on bringing these shows to you. Nothing is more powerful when we get emails from around the country say, hey, I'm a social worker with this agency or that agency, and I used one of your radio shows, and I had a dad listen to it. I had a mom. I had a family. I had another community partner listen to it, and they was able to get answers to some of their questions, or they was able to get resources or how they can start to partner with other agencies in their communities or in their state or in their city. You know, so Ann, thank you so much for taking the time to sit with me.
Thank you for having me.
Before I turn it over to Jeremy, I want to thank you for tuning into the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my awesome engineer, Jeremy Siegel, who's back at the studio. Don't forget, Wednesday, August 3rd, Father Matters Job and Training Institute. Beginning August 8th, the Parenting Across Culture Parenting Classes, the 11-week series. All the stuff that Ann shared with us. Tune in next week. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.